four cranes just landed in a field in front of me, and I'm watching four people in the distance herd some cattle, and I just heard a rooster crow. And now I'm going to go in and see what they're making today in the workshop.
If you ever get confused, like which one am I supposed to use, take both pieces, pull them down on top of your weaving surface.
Okay.
And then I'm a guest instructor for tillers. My name is Mary Smith Stokes. I'm from Battle Creek.
What kind of basket is being made today?
A market or gathering basket.
So it's a solid, strong basket.
Very strong, yes. It has a handle that comes through the base, and it's a very tightly woven basket. Keep it pulled nice and tight, and that'll be more apt to keep those spokes in place the tighter it is.
My name is Kay, and I live in Battle Creek, and I'm taking the class because I go to the farmer's market, and I thought it would be a wonderful basket for the produce. So I saw it advertised, and I thought, oh, this is absolutely perfect. My daughter is close now. She's just moved here. So we came together and did a mom-daughter thing.
I'm Heather Miller, and my daughter Tessa is on my back.
How old is she?
She's 7 months.
My name is Katie Durham. I wear many hats. I help with the maintenance of the house and cooking, bookkeeping. I process donations as a nonprofit. That's a large part of our operation. I'm the caretaker at the Carroll Abbey Farm. Carroll Abbey was the gentleman who collected our collection of American farm implements that Tillers is the manager of. I'm preparing lunch for 25 to 30 people. That includes students who are here for knife making, basket weaving, and coopering buckets. And we have employees of Tillers plus 6 to 8 interns. Being a nonprofit, we all wear many hats. Dick Rosenberg, who's the executive director, also doubles as part-time accountant, architect, teacher, instructor of the timber framing, instructor of the oxen training classes, and he also cooks on occasion.
Dick Rosenberg, I'm the executive director of Tillers. We created Tillers as a means to preserve the historical rural technologies, especially farming technologies, then looking to study those, understand them, and make them accessible to contemporary needs, both here in the United States in small-scale farming, but especially overseas and international development. There are 430 acres here. Fields, forest, woods, farmsteads, shops, and especially its people. People working to innovate creatively, sharing ideas with each other and trying to put those back together in new forms. We have several events, including the Fall Harvest Festival in September, that are great opportunities for people to come out and see us and learn a little bit more about us. Otherwise, most welcome to take a class.
Like, I see a basket shaping up.
It's exciting. It'll be nice to use this for the farmer's market or gardening.
Remember, you upset your spokes. You bent them upward, correct?
Yep.
So now as we come around the corner,
I don't know if you can smell the chocolate chip cookies, but they're in the oven.
Something's smelling good.
Square corner you made. Mm-hmm. Look at that. We have no space in between. They all are pretty long, which is great.
At Tillers International, for WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.